Man, if you're anything like me, when you first watch that video, you go, oh, yeah, these young people are dealing with a lot of things, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot.
But just like how they're dealing with a lot of things, they're also the ones that are the solution to those problems coming up in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So I'm going to start us off by just giving a little recap of what happened this week at Camp Decision. This week, we started off with that amazing video right there. And first day up, Monday night, Mr. Pastor John right here, our camp director and lead pastor, gave up this amazing, amazing word about taking off our mask, the mask that we would wear to cover up our lives. Then we went off into Tuesday where we had, again, a lovely Mazza, Miss Pastor Kathy right here. And she talked about getting us or filled up with that spirit that night. We had a little concert before that. That was pretty awesome. You'll see that later on while we're playing our highlight. But we kept on moving with the Spirit. We took off our masks. We got filled with the Spirit. We went off into Wednesday morning where we had Daniel Gray, I believe, started up Wednesday morning, if I'm remembering right. My week's starting to blur together. Daryl Groves, that's right, Groves. Oh. And can I just tell you, he's a part of this church family. He comes around every so often, and what an amazing word he did in our lives. He honestly brought it up and almost dovetailed with Pastor Kathy with that Holy Spirit and moving. We had Daniel Gray that night, that Wednesday night. And can I just say, he was here Monday or last Sunday. But you guys got gypped. You just got like a little taste, all right? You just guys got a little taste because the move of God, the Spirit that was flowing so strong, he had altar calls left and right, and there were people that were just faced with the power of God moving on them. I'm keeping these very vague because we have people that are going to share in more detail and elaborate situations of what God did it for them. But then we went off into into the next day. Daniel Gray was there Thursday morning, and all of a sudden this guy's in a tent. And he's preaching about how Abraham had to look up at the solution, the stars, the one who made it all. And then Thursday night, it's always our big one. It's our miracle night. It's our surrender night. It's when we give everything we have to God. It's when we give every last thing to him. And he comes through and works way crazy miracles in our lives. And that's where you'll hear some of these people talk about how much change has happened. Because each day was leading up into another change in their lives. And then all of a sudden they were prepped up for God to just move on them as they're just so connected and get saturated and overfilled. And it just makes me super excited and pumped. And then Friday, we went out in a different way than we've ever went out. We actually went out in a little Gavi concert. And you'll see him. He's the guy with the little smoke gun later on. He's like yay tall, but really loves Jesus. Sorry, Mr. Fred Saint, he's like here. And Mr. Fred's very positive that he's taller.
Hey, we just want to thank you guys as a church family. This, like Pastor John was saying, this is our first camp as youth pastors. We had a ton of fun. But we just want to thank you guys as church members. You guys gave above and beyond. We even had, it was so incredible. We even had like another fundraiser we were going to do. We didn't even have to do that fundraiser. It was so incredible because between the candy sales, like these kids keep coming to me. It's like, I need another candy box. They're like, are you serious? It's like, you're going to give some people some diabetes soon. Just stop. But you guys are so amazing. We just want to thank you guys so much. You, like, just the support behind us, behind these kids, man. This, you see in that video what these kids go through every day. And a lot of these kids, they might come to your house, they have this facade on, it's like nothing's happening. When you go to the school, we went to a school play, and I haven't been into school in some years. It's been a while. When I went to the school play, I heard this big bang, and I even was like, was that a gunshot? Was that? And I'm 27 years old. These kids have to go through so much. They have so much on them. So when you get behind them with your finances and you send them, they get a week away to let God minister to their hearts. We just want to thank you guys so much. But we, like I said, we have tons of kids. They're like texting us last night, can I still talk? And it's like, yes, hurry though. But so we're not going to talk anymore. We're going to let you see this amazing highlight video of the week. It's only a little glimpse of what went down. So please enjoy.
All right. Dude, you know, that's just such an exciting video. You know, you see people getting all, like, crazy. Some of these might call turn. You might be like, what's turn? That's when Bob Stratman gets the Holy Spirit on him, starts laughing, running around the building, and excited for Jesus. That's when King David goes and starts dancing around and acting like a fool. So you might see that a little bit, but that's because these kids are super excited about God. And we're going to share our testimonies. And it says in Revelation 12:11 that they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb, that's Jesus' blood, and the word of their testimony. And we just pray and hope that as you listen to these testimonies, that you'll get stirred up with faith, that God's going to do something in your life today because of the great things that God has already done.
We're going to kickstart this off. We have a young lady that couldn't be here today. Her name is Haley Ellis. She's been at the church for forever, and her whole family, but they travel a lot, and she couldn't be here. So I wanted to read this because it blessed me, and if it doesn't bless you, you need to slap yourself or something because this is good. Just okay. About 3 years ago, I was told I have scoliosis. It was just a slight curve, but it still hurt. Back in December, I went to the chiropractor because my back had started hurting even more. I had to lay on my right side every night, and it would get uncomfortable. If I would lay on my left side, my spine could worsen, and I didn't want that. Then I went to Camp Decision, and Pastor Daniel Eric Grove was in between songs and said, if anyone had scoliosis or a physical problem, to raise your hand and let the healthy people pray for you. I raised my hand, and my friend Charity prayed for me. I felt God working in my body, aligning my spine back to normal. I could feel my spine actually moving back into place. And after she finished praying for me, I checked my spine, and I am healed. And it is straight. My spine has been completely healed. And how many of you know that is a teenager? She didn't go down to the altar and have, like, Daniel Rose, Pastor John, Pastor Kathy. That is a teenager that is filled with the Holy Spirit and with Jesus. And how many of you know that that same power lives in you, that we can just be praying for people, and she was healed. Amen. So we're going to open this up. Mr. Zach, he's going to come on down.
Good morning.
Hi, as I said, I'm Zach. I'm an upcoming senior. I got one more camp, and it's going to have, like, a deep testimony, so I'm going to make y'all cry. All right. So that school year leading up to camp was rock bottom for me. I had, I'm starting to cry too. Jeez. So I fell into this really deep, near suicidal depression. It hit the very bottom on Christmas Day. And I ended up started going to therapy, and, you know, help, but not really. And I tried to talk with my parents about it, but there's so much strife in the house, and it wasn't their fault, it was mine. I'm sorry for that. But, you know, so I had a lot of, that being said, I had a lot of baggage going into camp. You know, I did therapy, but, you know, I was struggling with other stuff too. So I had lust, pornography, and all that. So, and that's just something that's been haunting me for like 2-3 years now. So, you know, going into camp, I was expecting to let go of this stuff. And in my head, I was like, I'm willing to, but in my heart, I'm like, I'm not ready yet. And, you know, so I go into camp harboring this bitterness towards my mother and this self-hate. I didn't feel like I was worthy enough. And Pastor Lucas, he can't be here this morning. He had to go back home with his group. He's from the cathedral. They're an amazing church. And, he'd been praying over me and talking to me all week. And Thursday night, I had my breakthrough. And, you know, got him. He's awesome. So, Mom, I'm sorry. And, I love you. And I'm going to work towards being a better son. And that's all I got. If you can hear the rest of my testimony, you have to come to second service because it's really long. I love you guys. Thank you.
I don't know how I'm topping that. My name's Matt. Thank you. I don't have mine memorized like him either, so I'm going to look at my phone. This is my second camp decision. I didn't think God could top himself from last year's camp, but he honestly did. On the first day of camp, you're asked to write on an index card, what you're expecting out of this week. And I wrote quite a few things because my God is powerful. Can I get an amen? I lost my place. Oh, yeah, he's very powerful. But one specific thing that I asked him for, I've been struggling with depression for the past 3 years. It's been pretty rough. I get almost upset at like anything, everything. Struggle with self-esteem issues. It could be the smallest thing, and I would just want to crawl into my bed, act like I'm okay, and just shut everyone else out. During Wednesday night service, I was worshiping, and then suddenly everything just stopped and went silent. And I was just in a dark room with my grandma, who passed away 3 years ago. She was my best friend, and I saw her, and she looked me in my eyes and told me I'm on the wrong path, and that I just need to live for Jesus, and I'll see great success, happiness, and confidence in my life. And I broke down in tears, ran over to Angelo, and I just broke down, and he was there for me. Appreciate him more than anything. The next night was surrender night, and I gave my all to Jesus. I worshipped him. I told him I want to serve my life for him. I want to be a servant to him. And I finally felt peace. I felt like a weight was carried off of my shoulders. I looked up at the stage, and I swear on everything I love, I saw my grandma smiling at me. And from that day forward, I just knew I'm no longer allowing. Oh, wow, I ran over time. I just knew that I'm not allowing the devil to have any impact on my life, even the slightest bit of presence in my life. I want to live for God, and I couldn't be happier. I just want to thank Pastor Brian and Shiloh, Matthew Burgos, Angelo, so many people for always being there for me. I want to thank Nick, Nate, Jordan, and Zach for bringing me to God and being the best friends that God could have. And I want to thank my new friends, Tyler and Carolyn, for praying for me throughout the week and just being awesome people and such godly people. That's all I got. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Mr. Kyle.
Thank you. Hello, hello. Oh, it's working. Okay, that's good. Good morning. All right. Oh, okay. So I wasn't actually prepared for this, but I did text Pastor Brian, so that's the good thing. But yeah, you know, I'm just going to share my testimony here. So before I left the camp, my mom was expecting a huge change in my life. So, yeah, that's the thing. Anyway, I have a clock, so I have to, like, focus on that, too. Anyway, so before camp, she always said I had, like, a gift of prayer. So, you know, that was awesome. And during my fantastic time at camp, during worship, I felt God speaking through my life. I mean, through me. And I felt his presence and his love, and it was so amazing speaking in tongues, which is awesome. It was amazing. It was awesome. Well, then the final night I surrendered, when Pastor Daniel called out to people who wanted to be in the ministry, I always knew in my heart that that's what God had for me. I realized throughout my life the devil has tried stealing my gifts away from me. But I went down knowing that God had going down there. And I mean, this is my testimony. And I mean, like, there's so much at camp I've learned from the greatest, like, moments. And I had with God was, like, it was just amazing. Yeah, like, yeah. Amen. God's good. Thank you.
Amen. Great job, guys. Good job. Mr. Vance.
So, mine's short, but my name's Isaiah, and this was my first year at camp, but it was also my last, unfortunately. And before I went to camp, I was really struggling with depression and being sad a lot, and you know, going through some thoughts that I had with suicidal stuff. And, you know, everybody at the youth church and, you know, my girlfriend Brooke, she was always there for me through everything. And I also wanted to just say thank you for the youth church. They've been like brothers and sisters to me, and it made me feel really welcome there. And so at camp, I had a very strong breakthrough with God, and he showed me that, you know, through everything, you know, if I ever give up, you know, which I have, he's never going to give up on me. So, so I realized that, and I had a strong breakthrough, you know. I think it was Thursday night, they said that, you know, if you're struggling with depression or if you've ever, you know, cut before, come down to the altar, and which I did, and I was prayed for. And during that time, you know, I was healed, you know, from depression, from, you know, cuts, and I don't know, it was just a wonderful time, and
God did. I know I got to talk with Isaiah a little bit, and he did such amazing things in his life. You know, it is true. He's seeing what the devil had blinded him from, the people around him that love and care for him. He's got that power of Jesus that no matter what we've done wrong, who knows that our past doesn't dictate our future. He got to experience that this week at camp.
I just appreciate everybody being there for me, especially my girlfriend. I'm sorry I let you down all the time.
Hi. Please ignore. My name is Caroline, and I'm not from here. I'm from Illinois, and my family was a big part of the church down here. So, yeah. And I've been blessed enough to be sponsored by Pastors Kathy and John Massa to come to Camp Decision, which is amazing. So, yeah. And I just start off, I just want to say that God told me, God showed me that he used DYG to, like, just blow all of my expectations away and for this week. And it's just like, I was like, God, how can I have so much love and so much, you know, adoration for all these people around me that I just met? And he's like, he literally told me, that's what I call family. That's what you call family. So, you know, it's awesome. And, this week I asked God to give me my path and my purpose, and he prepared, like, I didn't realize this until Wednesday night, but he had been preparing my heart even, like, earlier in the year and every single night that the sermons were, and it gave me exactly what I needed to hear. And during service Wednesday night, I was just thinking, wow, I love how, gosh, just how people love the Holy Spirit and how they just go after the Holy Spirit. They're not afraid to speak out about it, not afraid to, you know, just honor him. And I was like, wow, I just wish I could have something like that where I live. And this thought popped in my head. It said, maybe you start your own. Amen. Maybe you start your own. So immediately then after I felt doubt just flood my mind, then I was just like, oh, that could have been from God. And then I didn't say anything that night. But the next day, I went to Pastor Miss Shiloh and Miss Sandy, and I was like, and I told them about it. And just the second that it came out of my mouth, they're like, no, that's from God. Like, you need to go down there. Like, you're called to do ministry. So, yeah, every step I took walking down those stairs to go to the altar for Cult of Ministry, it was just Satan attacking my mind. Like, it was all from God, but right when I got up there and lifted my hands, I started praising him. Like, God's like, look what I've done for you this week, and look what I've, look all the answer, the prayers that I've answered for you. And Daniel Eric Groves prayed for me, and I felt something that I've never felt before. You know, and that's, it's awesome. So, yeah, I started my own church. Yeah, church starters.
You got a home church miles away.
Alrighty. Good morning. Alright. I'm Brooke, and this was actually my last year at camp. It was my fourth year, and it's sad that it's over, but I've gotten a lot out of it. And so here's a little run through of everything God has done in my life. So my first year, I was shown what true praise and worship looked like and what it felt like to have God in my heart. Because I didn't grow up in church, so it was really new for me, and I loved it. And I just kept coming back and back after my friend invited me. My second year, it really gave me confidence within myself, because not that I was depressed, but I just had a lot of doubt in myself. Like, oh, you're not beautiful, you're not smart, you're not funny, like, you don't have any good qualities. But, like, it was like a facade. And, like, I knew it wasn't true, but at the same time, I let it affect how I lived. My third year, God mended my heart until I was able to forgive someone that had done me wrong for 12 years of my life. And like, he was someone in my life that, I couldn't make him disappear. So then this year at camp, we were asked to write down everything that we were expecting God to do so that we could pray over it. And I was talking with my dad a lot recently, and he said, a couple months ago, he said, I've been just praying that God's going to use me. And so I said, that's a good idea. I'm going to start doing that. And so I was like, God, use me, use me, use me. Like, I want to fulfill your promises, and I want to help other people. I want to make other people smile, because, like, I never know what's going on in their life. They could be down in the dumps. Okay, so there was an altar call for physical healing, and I think it was Thursday. And there was this one girl that I saw, but she already had, like, five of her friends near her. So I went over to this kid who it looked like a middle schooler was praying for him, and he looked a little nervous. So I was like, let me go help him. And so thank you. Okay, so he was raising his hands because I guess he had pain in his body. And so I was praying for him, and I thank to God that he's already healed. I don't have to worry about it. Like, it's not me, it's him. And so afterwards, like, Pastor Daniel Gray was like, okay, now do something that you couldn't do before, or, like, raise your hands if the pain is gone. And this kid, he raised his hands, but he didn't even move. So instantly doubt started slipping into my mind, and I started getting all worried, and I was like, maybe he, like, is raising his hands so he doesn't hurt my feelings, or maybe he's raising his hands so I don't feel bad about myself. But then I had to remember, like, no, like, he is healed. That was God, and I'm not going to let the devil come and make me think something that's not true. So, thank you.
Amen, amen.
Hi, I'm Nate. This is my third year? Holy moly, I'm old. Anyway, so God really definitely moved in this week in my life. This was a spiritual breakthrough year for me. And so how to start it off is in the beginning of the week, I don't know if you knew this, but they had us have index cards, and we got to write down what we wanted God to do in our lives. So that was so powerful. If you don't know, expectation will exercise your faith. So that was a huge part of our week. So what I wrote down on my card was, number one, I wanted to experience a spiritual river, because I know that that's been here on the worship nights, and I wanted to experience that. Number two was I wanted a physical healing. There was a physical healing anointing this week, and so I really wanted a physical healing in my allergies. I've been having really bad allergies, and they've been really messing with kind of my confidence, and, like, when I sing, it messes with my singing, and it messes with how, like, kind of my talk. So I realized, like, This is the devil right here. The devil tries to steal your confidence to affect your calling. So immediately I started speaking over that. And then the third one was finally to get more direction for my calling and my destiny. So the first thing we started, Pastor Brian started a devotion. We usually have devotions after we after the services, but we started before. And we started speaking in expectance for miracles, physical miracles. So as we began, we started speaking, and the allergies really started raising up in my heart. And so then it came to Thursday night, and that was miracle night. We call that miracle night. So Thursday night, they had an altar call for eyes. And I know some of our youth were expecting some eye healings, but I felt the allergies really in my heart. And I have eye problems, but I was focusing on my allergies. So I went up, and even though I was expecting that God could heal my eyes, I was more expecting the allergies. So as soon as I touched the floor, my nostrils began to open. And so I got this fire inside. And so I began to thank the Lord, thank him. And then we went back up, and I started telling Pastor Brian and Matthew and Pastor Shiloh what had happened, because you got to praise God for what he's given you. Amen. And so as soon as that happened, I went back to my seat, and I started praising. And then my nose started getting stuffy again. And I'm like, what's this? Like, come on, God. Like, and then not only did I not just get my allergies healed, but now everyone thinks I'm a liar, because literally I just told the whole youth group that. And it's, and then so I realized it's not God, it's not my faith, it's that lying, stealing devil. That's right. And so I started to speak to the devil. I said, I am healed in Jesus' name. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. No weapon formed against me shall prosper in Jesus' name. And, you know, and God started to really speak to me that the devil is after me. My name is in hell right now on the posters on the wall in Jesus' name. And I'm ready to fulfill my calling. And so the devil, how many of you know that the devil tries to steal your confidence, to kill your calling, to destroy your destiny? Amen. So that God really put that on my heart. And so throughout this week, I began to speak. And then so they had a calling. They had a call for ministry. And I felt that very strong. So I looked over. And then what do I see? The whole aisle is filled up with people. And I'm like, I was praising God. Like, thank you, Jesus, that you have people in your ministry. But this is going to take a while. So, because the night before I went up and I didn't get prayed for because there were so many people. So literally, I was praying. And you know, my allergies still felt like they were there. So I started speaking over. And each inch, like, it would take a while. The ushers were moving the people one by one. And so it would take a while to move up. And each moment I got closer to the altar. And then there was this step like this, a step. And then so this was the altar call. And as soon as I stepped on, bam, my nose cleared up again. And so I realized that, okay, so this isn't, the devil cannot be around anointing. So what does this mean? I didn't have the anointing in my life enough, so I need to start getting in the presence of God and getting in His Word more. And then this aligned up straight with what Pastor Daniel Eric Groves said to me. And he said, he started prophesying over me and my brother. And he said, I don't know what was going on, but God must have some spiritual onions up in there, because literally I was bawling like a baby. So as soon as he touched me, I dropped to the floor like a sack of potatoes. And literally, so I was just on my knees praying. And then Daniel Eric Groves spoke this over me and my brother. I need to apologize to him because I didn't really hear that much. But I got the recording. And then so the three words really stuck out to me. And those words were the words mantle. He said there's going to be a mantle passed down between you and your brother. It doesn't have to be family worship, or it doesn't have to be campus vision, but there will be a mantle passed down. And I was praying. And I really felt that mantle was the anointing passed down from generation to generation. And so the next thing was, he said, your YouTube. And I'm like, YouTube? And then so he's like, I feel like YouTube is going to be breathed on by God. And that this goes along with the third one. He said that there was, you guys are influencers. And he said, your YouTube is how you're going to influence people. And then you're not only hundreds of lives, not only thousands of lives, but tens of thousands of your lives are attached to my destiny. So I got really excited. And so then I thought to myself, God really put this on my heart, that that this anointing that was passed down is not only for me, but it's for this whole church. And so if you are expecting a miracle, and as the band comes up, if you are expecting a miracle, expecting maybe a promise that God has done in your life, I want you to just raise your hand right now. If you're expecting a miracle, if you're expecting a promise, if you're expecting something powerful in your life. So, God, now this is what I believe in Acts 4:29-31. This says, now the Lord consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand and to hear performing signs of wonders through the name of Jesus and the Holy Servant. Amen. And so it says, after they prayed in verse 31, after they prayed, a place where they were meeting was shaken. Amen. So that's what I believe is about to happen in this place. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. So what's going to happen right now is that Nick is going to share his testimony. God put something on his heart. And so then we're going to, and then after, Pastor Brian is going to close with an altar call. And if you are waiting on your miracle, waiting on your promise, waiting on your something that God has promised you, I just challenge you in this moment to expect what God's going to do for you. Because, like I said, faith is exercised when you expect. And so he's about to share his testimony, and then we'll have the altar call. Amen.
Hi, everybody. My name is Nick. So this camp decision, my testimony, it started about 6 months ago, I think it was. And I really felt like throughout my life that I have a calling in my life, which everyone does. But I felt like God really wanted me to prepare for it. But I felt like, how could I prepare? And I thought it was I could prepare for myself, and it wasn't, and it gave me anxiety. And I don't know, like, the devil, this is the devil. He literally will take you, like, from the side, like, where you don't expect it. I had an anxiety attack right after worship, Monday night worship. And it was just, like, that's not me, you know. Like, if you know me, that's not something that I should be dealing with, you know. And I was driving down the road, and I just had, like, I just couldn't breathe. And we pulled over. I called my dad, and we ate some McDonald's, and that made it a little bit better. But it was a quick fix. And throughout, I was just so stressed out about my future, because I know, like, God has something for me. And one of the main reasons why I was, like, so, like, pressured was, I had this dream that it was like I was behind a curtain, and I opened the curtains, and I saw Nate and two other singers, not here, but Nate and two other singers, and then a band, and Nate was jumping, and I don't know the other people, and I remember seeing like thousands and thousands of people all the way back and all the way to the side, and like I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is awesome, Nate, like, what? And I looked at this guy, and he's like, hey, you're on next. And I was like, what? And I just woke up. And so, like, I thought, oh, that's just a dream. Like, that's what would be, like, my dream job, to do stuff like that. And I just blew it to the side. But I knew, like, there was something more there. And it just ate at me until, like, I just, like, broke down. And at Camp Decision, I literally, like, wrote on my card. I said, I don't want to know my future. I don't want to know. Because I know I will get stressed out, and I do not want to have that anxiety again. But I want to, like, peace about it. I just want peace. That's all I want. And so, you know, God, he may not do, like, what you ask for, but he does it in his kind of way. So he showed, like, I was in worship, and he showed me a vision that was the rest of the dream that I had. And it was, I was on stage, and I'm telling you, it was like an outside arena, and there were so many people. And I remember walking up with a mic, and like, there's people right there, and I reached for the people. And I don't know what I was doing, if I was speaking or if I was singing. Like, it isn't, I don't know. But so I remember that, and I really just, like, God, like, I was freaking out. Like, I was freaking out. Like, I can't handle this right now. And I really felt a chest on my back and arms wrap around me. And I looked behind me, and there was no one behind me. There was a guy like 3 feet back, but he doesn't have that long of arms. So I really felt God. And then, sorry, I'm trying to hurry up. And so after I felt God, like, my dad wanted to talk to me. And, you know, I'm just going to share everything with you, like, really quick, because Like, you guys are my family, and this is a church family, and we don't keep secrets from each other. I trust you like my brother, you know? So my dad, he was showing me these, like, camp designs because he wanted advice for the next camp. And, and he had, like, six different slides, and there was this last slide. I'm like, I've seen that somewhere. And he was like, oh, your mom doesn't like it, but I like it. I think we should do it. And I'm like, I've seen that somewhere. I've seen that somewhere. Like, I know that's from somewhere. And so he's like, I'm like, yeah, I like that one. That one, I don't know why, but it, like, I like it so much. Like, I know that from somewhere. And I'm like, did you copy off somebody? He's like, no, I didn't. And so I was sharing my testimony the next day, like, for DYG lunching, and no one understood me because I was bawling my eyes out. And so, but in that moment, I can't explain it to you, but you know how, like, you're watching a movie, and, like, what's that actor's name? And then someone says popcorn, you're like, oh, I know that guy. Like, it just doesn't make sense why I bring it to your remembrance, but it did. That's what happened with me. I was sharing my testimony, and as I was, like, re-going over it in my head, the design that my dad had was on the front of my shirt when I was in that vision. Oh my gosh. I talked to Pastor Brian Shaw. I just want to say the DYG workers were literally the best workers of Camp Decision and of, like, any DYG we've had. Literally, when I'm telling you, I walked into the room scared and afraid because I didn't know what was going on. And they prayed over me, and they prophesied and spoke over me. And I cannot thank you guys enough, so thank you for that. Literally, every single one took time and let the kids run around, and they had one worker out there, but they all prayed for me. It was just amazing. And ever since then, I've just been like seeing things in a different light. And I wrote this song. It was at first it was just God-given song, and then we heard all these testimonies about God giving us peace and God giving us love and how we were broken, and God just gave me this song, and the verses are written for DYG. The verses are written for DYG, and so as Pastor Brian prays this out, I will sing it, and hope you enjoy it.
All right. So you can see God's doing mighty things. I know we're running a little over, but we just need to take time to rejoice in what He's doing. So at this time, we're a bold church, all right? I don't care who you are. DYG, if you want to come up here and line up and get ready, we're gonna have the youth pray over people this service. But before they go and do that, I just want to ask, does anyone here not know this God they're talking about? We can do the whole church thing, bow your head, close your eyes, but you know, we only do that to not embarrass you. I believe there's a boldness that can come up. So if you don't believe it, Jesus, you've never met this Jesus, you want to meet Him, I just encourage you to raise your hand right now. All right, that's good. That means you know Him. And that means you need to think of someone that you need to reach out to that you can bring here so they can know this God that's doing these crazy, amazing things. Now, while Mr. Nix here plays this next song, if you want a breakthrough in your life, if you want to speak in the Holy Spirit, if you want to get the shackles of depression broken off of you, if you want to get a physical, tangible miracle in your life, I want you to come up here and let these youth pray with you. They are bold, they are powerful, they are overfilled with the Holy Spirit. So come on up.
Jesus, you make all our chains.
While this time of altar care is going on and they continue to pray, if you need to go, we know we ran over. Please feel free to leave. You guys are dismissed. But if you need prayer, don't hesitate. These kids will still be up here while this song goes on.
And I surrender all. I give an offering. Lord, I love you, God. You're my everything. And I surrender. Jesus, you break every chain. Jesus, the only name I can say. Oh Jesus, you take away our pain. Oh Jesus.